call this May 11th, 2016 Plan Commission meeting to order. I'm Chairman Harker. I'll be presiding over tonight's meeting. May I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Crouch?
Here.
Horace?
Here.
Goins?
Here.
Kropner?
Here.
Vineyard?
Here.
Harker?
Here. May I have a motion to approve or go over the minutes from last meeting, which was it was April 20th, 2016? Motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
Okay.
I have an amendment.
Okay.
To the public hearing.
Transfer.
Page 7, lines 10, 13, and 20. It should be Tom Gilmore instead of Alderman Gilson.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we get a second?
Second.
But you can't.
You can't second.
Second.
All right. And then can I get a roll call on the vote for the motion
yes.
as amended?
Yes. Horace?
Yes.
Goins?
Yes.
Kropner?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Crouch?
Yes.
Harker?
Yes. Okay. Are there any citizen comments from the public tonight on any topic that's not on tonight's agenda? Okay. Seeing there's none, moving on here. No public hearings, no old business. That's fantastic. Okay. New business, PC 2016-09, Mathery 1916. LLC petitioner has filed an application with Kendall County seeking an A1 special use on 5 acres to operate a banquet facility within an existing 3,728 square foot accessory building and request a variance to operate the banquet facility located on a non-collector roadway. The property is located at 13889 Hughes Road in Fox Township.
Yes, this is a 1.5 mile review. It's within our planning boundaries. And the request is simple. It's an existing facility. They just want to use it and rent it out for weddings, banquets. There are standards that the county has as conditions for this specific type of special use. They're listed in the memo. If you have any questions in regards to it, let me know. But the city's comprehensive plan, as you know, is in the process of being updated, but this use is not inconsistent with the agricultural use that's already there. One note, of that second paragraph under the comprehensive plan, those dates are wrong in regards to the county's review of it. The county has reviewed this with one of their committee levels on April 27th, and then a second committee on May 9th. And they are going to the county board on May 17th. So we should have your recommendations by then, and city council will be a little bit late, but at least I'll have an opportunity if there's any objections.
Okay. Anybody have any comments or questions on that?
Is Hughes Road paved?
That, I don't know if Hughes Road is paved. You drive it down?
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know if it's paved or not, but it's a non-collector roadway.
Yeah, it
means that it doesn't feed into other subdivisions, don't feed into
oh,
it,
okay.
or different developments don't feed into it.
Okay. Awesome.
Yep.
So is that yes or no?
We can just do a roll vote, and I would mean that you don't have any objections to the proposed use.
Okay. Can we have a roll call vote on that?
Yes. Goins?
Aye.
Kropner?
Aye.
Vineyard?
Aye.
Crouch?
Aye.
Horace?
Aye.
Harker?
Aye. Does, just a quick question, do Mathery's know that they're about to get a whole bunch of competition down the road?
Well, they'll know if they're counting.
Right.
Possibly.
All right. Okay. Next item is PC 2016-10. Joe Gommel, petitioner, has filed an application with Kendall County seeking an A1 special use on 15.5 acres to produce and sell food items utilizing crops grown on property and in combination with crops grown off-site, in addition to ancillary items produced off-site. The property is located at 10151 Lisbon Road in Fox Township.
Another mile and a half review. This project is basically what you would find in a typical agriculture zoning. You have people that do roadside sales. Those are typically temporary. They set them up for a couple of months, then take them down. This one's going to be a permanent building. They're not going to sell all year round, I don't believe, but they do plan to have a permanent structure where they're going to store things and have different types of uses. So it's not just the produce that's grown on site. They're going to have other non-edible things that they're going to sell, candles, soaps. So it's going to be kind of a little store, little countryside store. There's a correction in staff memo. It says 44,000 square feet. It's 4,480 square feet. That's a typo. The structure that they're building is going to be in the northeast portion of the property. They are going to provide 5 parking stalls for the retail portion of it. And there's a blow up of what that site is going to look like from an aerial perspective. Again, our comprehensive plan is under update right now, but the current 2008 comprehensive plan does see this as an estate neighborhood, and as part of that estate neighborhood designation, it's low-density, detached, single-family, and it's characterized by substantial open space. Now, we reviewed our comprehensive plan designations. We don't have any objections to it because its current zoning in the county is A1, which is agriculture, and within our own zoning ordinance, A1 agriculture would allow for this kind of use. So it's consistent within the area. Again, this is it was heard at the staff level at the county on May 3rd, and it'll go to their board later this month in May.
Is there any issue with the fact that they sell hard cider?
I don't know. Not from the city's perspective.
I would wonder.
You might have to get a liquor license, maybe.
I would think they have to have some kind of permit to do that.
I don't know. Zoning permit would allow that. I think that might be another level in the county, but it's not regulated by the city.
Yeah.
Yes, the liquor license. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, they could come back in a month or so and want a banquet, mm-hmm. operated as a banquet facility as well.
Yeah.
Seems to be a trend.
Yeah, might as well.
Exactly. Exactly.
Let's find a way to Lisbon Road. Find
it. I can find Lisbon Road easier than Hughes Road.
Go south.
Yeah, exactly. Can we get a roll call on the vote? Does anybody else have any questions or anything, Lynette, or anything? Okay, can we get a roll call on the vote?
Yes.
For the request.
Kropner?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Crouch?
Yes.
Horez?
Yes.
Goins?
Yes.
Parker?
Yes. Okay, fantastic. The last item here is the PC 2016-11. The Whitetail Ridge Golf Club LLC petitioner has filed an application with Kendall County seeking an A1 special use on 17 acres to operate a banquet facility for weddings. The property is located at 9111 Ashley Road in Kendall Township.
This is another facility that is going to be rented out for banquets and weddings. It's existing. It's like 5 little barns that are already existing that they're going to utilize for this use. Again, there are standards that the county has in regards to the use, and they will be having to get a Kendall County liquor or a license or be within the standing of their liquor control ordinance. There's going to be off-street parking and lighting requirement. There's noise ordinance requirements similar to the first petition that we heard. And again, this is a little bit different. Our comprehensive plan has this designated for parks open space. The parks open space is intended to have a preservation quality of open spaces and recreational spaces. Staff doesn't feel that this particular use is in conflict with that because, again, it has that A1 zoning. And A1 zoning, you can have a special use in the county for this type of use, and then in the city, you can have a special use for a type of bed and breakfast type in. So it doesn't have a commercial component, which would be similar to both uses. So we are not opposed to this request as well.
Okay. Anybody have any comments or questions you want to add or anything to that?
I thought they already did this. They have wedding receptions and things there already.
At that place?
This is not at the golf course.
Not the golf
this
course.
Is a different location,
okay.
Yeah. So it's on Ashley Road, south
right.
of the golf course.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. So I guess they're trying to hit that market with a trendy barn,
yeah.
You know, type wedding.
Just like the other
locations.
One.
Right, exactly.
Like the other one, if you go to the website, it looks like
it looks very nice.
There are
doing it.
There's so much.
Well,
they said that they were going to go in May already. In the middle, so
mm-hmm.
the dates.
It's all decorated.
Mm-hmm.
You can see.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
Awesome. Okay, can we get a roll call on the vote for the motion, please?
Yes. Vineyard?
Yes.
Quest. Crouch?
Yes.
Perez?
Yes.
Goins?
Yes.
Krochner?
Yes.
Parker?
Yes. All right.
That's it. That's it. Well, there's item on additional business. I can summarize those.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Sure. So there's a city council action updates April 26th. The city council heard the three items that you guys listened to, which is the BB Farms, which is the rezoning. That was approved unanimously. The text amendment to allow trade schools that in the manufacturing district, that was approved unanimously. And then the Terry Richards project where they had amended their previous special use was amended, was approved unanimously. And I have separate three little items. As you notice, Chris Hyman is in here. Just for the record, Chris has left us. He's gone on to bigger and better things. We wish him well. We will be posting for the position this week. So you'll see something on the city's website. You'll see something on some planning-related websites. We hope to have the position filled, hopefully, by June, late June. Fingers crossed. And we also will have a planning intern, which you may not see, you may or may not see, but that's just extra help in the department. The second item is the comprehensive plan open house. We had one last week, and it was in Get Vision. We had really poor turnout. Only one person showed up, and it was an alderman. So we're doing our next one tomorrow, and this is in Grand Reserve. It starts at 7 to 9. And it's going to have a different feel. It's not going to be a sit-down, let me tell you about the comprehensive plan. You're going to have different stations you can go to. So if you have a particular interest in what's going on just for the downtown or what's going to happen in the corridors or what's going to happen in the industrial areas, you'll have a certain area that you can hit, make your comments, see the plans that are proposed, and then the areas that you aren't interested in, you don't have to stop by or listen to a whole presentation about. So it could take you 10 to 15 minutes just to drop by. It's going to be at the clubhouse. We'll be there, and it's informal, so you just drop by and leave some comments.
It's Grand Reserve.
Grand Reserve, yeah, their clubhouse.
Okay.
So that their community, their clubhouse that I don't own, 2855 Grand Trail. So 7 to 9 tomorrow, if you can stop by. And then the last item is I did mention through email and previously that the city is looking at combining the Plan Commission and Zoning Board of Appeals. It was initially supposed to go to the May EDC. That meeting was canceled, so it is on schedule for the June EDC. And then the first meeting in June for the City Council, which will be the 14th for consideration. So just to keep you in mind.
It'll be next month, too.
We do have an agenda item for next month, but if this consolidation goes through, then there will not be a plan commission. It'll be a planning and zoning commission, and those members will need to hear that item.
Okay.
So.
Cool.
But if it doesn't, then we do have something for the public hearing. So.
Very good.
And that's all that I have.
Awesome. Okay. Well, seeing that there's nothing else on the agenda, can I get a motion to approve? Awesome. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Close at 7:14.